So,
all right, tell your story the adopted family.
All right, so this was, I don't know, 4 Christmases ago, something like that. And at my church, we had an angel tree. And, you know, those angel trees where you adopt a family. They have 3 kids, they want this kind of thing. So you buy these gifts, and the idea is you go and you deliver them to the family.
See, I think that's wrong.
Or why?
Because I think that...
Your money is your own?
No. I agree with the principle of the donation, but I think that somehow you should just be able to have a meeting point with the parents and give it to them instead of being like, here, you poor people, look, I've come to save you. And then the kids...
Roll out carpet for me to walk on.
Yeah, look, I'm white and wonderful. You know, instead of meeting the parents, getting them the presents, and then the kids thinking, hey...
That it's coming from the parents,
yes,
or coming from Santa.
Exactly. But no, Gordon's got to show him up and arrive in his white limousine and white top hat. And
I don't do any of that.
Your wife is dressed in a beautiful, expensive wedding dress.
What the hell is that? Is that a mouse? Why are you showing this to me?
Did she just eat a mouse?
Gross. Why are you showing this to me?
Was that what it was?
Yeah.
Stop it. Just
what?
Put the computer away.
What?
So tell your story. Quit playing with the computer.
That's a link I refuse to post. So we go to these people's house or apartment. And we go in. And
meanwhile, he's dropping 20s on the ground, you know. I don't need them.
Yeah, when I get out my car keys, a bunch of 20s fall out, and I just kind of let them blow away in the breeze.
Whatever,
and just gold coins dropping out of my shoes.
You want them, kid?
A $50 reward for someone who fetches that 20.
Mocking these poor people, but go ahead.
So we go overboard buying these gifts, right? They request like one thing each or something. And we went to, I don't know,
the white guilt makes you...
White guilt set in and it's
they deserve more than just one present apiece. These children are depraved.
Depraved? Deprived?
And depraved.
Or depraved.
Both.
So we go hog wild buying for these people. And
they were fat kids?
Hispanic. We call them Hispanic.
Yeah. Big, fat lady.
So, and we bought everything. We bought the girl, the Barbie dream house. We bought the boy, the, you know, bicycle or something like this.
Bicycle.
And, you know, it's like every cool toy that we had as a kid, we bought these kids. You know, the little girl get the Easy Bake Oven. And it was really a fun time.
The more you buy, the bigger the tax write-off is. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. It was really fun shopping for them, and it was fun because we were, you know, that was back when we were still married, and we were in our little apartment, and I'm sitting here putting together the tricycle for the girl and stuff like this. So it was like this nice Christmas memory. And then we go to their apartment to deliver all these gifts to them, and it's this just beaten-down place. You know, the kind of place that is so small, and the family, they have a family of like 5. So the living room, you know, has a sheet hung up in the middle of it to separate one of the bedrooms from the living area kind of thing, you know. They're making rooms with partitions and things like that. And we give them these presents, and it was really nice and a meaningful moment. They didn't speak any English, so the communication was...
Were you yelling at them?
Huh? Oh, I was right in their face yelling,
what country are you in? Speak! I know you can speak English!
Look me in the eye.
Kids, you better tell your mama to speak English right now or she's going to get one in the face.
From old Whitey.
So, yeah, it was like an hour we spent over there just
with
smiling
no
and talking and trying to, you know, pointing and looking at them. They're showing us their house, you know, and their tree. And I'm like, ugh, I really don't want to see, you know, because I just want to clean up, you know. So.
Did they offer you any refreshments?
Yeah, I dumped it in a pot plant.
They just handed you like a bucket of mole sauce?
No, it was some kind of water. No, but it was a really neat thing. And you know, we never...
Did it again?
No, we did it the next year, but it wasn't as good as that year.
You know, I cased...
So you requested a white family?
No.
Can we please get a white family?
You know, I cased out the angel tree at North Park this year.
Mm-hmm. I always kick them over.
I was looking to see, like, how many white kids or white-sounding names were on the tree.
What's a white-sounding name? You mean other than, like, Miguel?
Yeah, or Lavandra. Mm. And
Jimmy, Frito, Jerry.
Looking at... It's amazing how the angel tree has morphed over the years. Because, like you said, like 4 years ago, 5 years ago, you know, the toy that the kid would most want on there would be like a bicycle.
Mm-hmm.
Or...
It's always clothes now.
Or you know, a Barbie dream house or whatever. Mm-hmm. Now, pretty much... No, now pretty much every kid, it's either an MP3 player or a handheld video game.
Or you know, cash.
They want like a PSP or a
cash.
Game Boy Advance or something.
Yeah, can you make this out to cash?
Jeez. But those are good things. You should do that. Christmas is
for kids.
When, you know, that may have been one of the best Christmases I ever had, was that whole time. And, you know, it was back when we had hope in our marriage. And, things were more honest then. It was before she lied to me. No, but it was.
Let it out.
We were in that old apartment. You guys remember my old apartment, right?
On Skillman?
Yeah.
On Cracktown?
Well, I don't know exactly where it was, Corby, but thank you. I'm even protective of my past.
Yeah, well, what does it matter?
Right, somebody's going to get on your trail by finding out where you lived 5 years ago.
So, yeah, and it was just so fun, and we had up a Christmas tree, and, you know, it was just, that was a great Christmas, and I haven't done that since then. And I remember that Christmas we decided, look, we're going to really get into the spirit this year early on. So December 1st, we would go out to the mall, see the decorations, we would look at lights and neighborhoods, and we did this whole angel tree thing, and we would watch, like, you know, a couple Christmas movies a week and stuff.
Christmas porns.
And we got serious about it. Yeah, and I would dress as Santa Claus and... You know, do unnatural stuff.
To a chimney.
That was the... Excuse me? Excuse me? Back up. Excuse me? So, that was the best Christmas we ever had. Thank you. Thank you for that.
So, why don't you do it again?
Don't believe in Christmas anymore.
You're too jaded.
Yeah.
Marriage will do that to you.
Yeah. So, what did marriage do to you, Dave?
Ruined him.
Made what? Me, sex?
What did it do to you?
Made me a twisted, bitter man.
Wow. So harsh sounding. A twisted, it made me. It's someone saying it about themselves, too. Made me a twisted, bitter man.
You get back on that horse. Don't worry.
You know, there was nothing better than when you first, like, when you had a relationship with a girl that was, like, under a year, and you had your first Christmas with her. I always remember that was fun, when you'd be dating a girl and Christmas come around.
You'd always go a little overboard getting her a gift.
I don't know about that. I never got them gifts.
No.
Usually for Christmas, the only thing I ever asked for Christmas was for her to let me...
Why are you holding your fist?
Why are you pumping your fist?
You know, let me go golfing. Win like Tiger.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Let me go golfing.
And that's a sign for golfing now.
Yeah.
Do you guys still show up?
Especially when you clasp your other hand around your forearm.
Around your forearm.
That's the symbol for golfing.
That should be like, you know, the PGA Tour sign, like that commercial of these guys are good.
Yeah.
That's what Tiger does at the end. Yeah.
But.
Do you guys still show up like it, you know, when Christmas morning rolls around at 8 a.m. and you're the first one up in the house and you kind of go to the bathroom and slip on the machine mask and take all your clothes off and grab a machete and just kind of hover over your wife?